Mubarak for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair. Mubarak for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved master, the last and final prophet of Allah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, is reported to have said, Ya ayyuhan nas, inna anjaakum yawm al-qiyamah min ahwaliha wa mawatiniha aktharukum alayya salah fi darid dunya. O people, indeed, on the day of Qiyamah, the person or those who will attain quick deliverance from its horrors and accountability will be the one among you who has recited durood upon me abundantly in the dunya. Subhanallah, my dear brothers, youngsters, elders, and those who are watching this weekly Sunnah Inspired Ijtima on Madani channel. From this narration, we learn a glimpse of the power of Durood-e Pak. In the dunya, in this world, we recite Durood Sharif, Salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Not only we will get benefits in the dunya, not only our problems will get removed, not only it will become easier at the time of death, not only it will become a lamp for us in the grave, but also on the day of Qiyamah. The Durood-e Pak will not leave us alone. The blessings of Durood-e Pak will not leave us alone even on the day of Qiyamah. Inshallah, we will have the blessings of Durood-e Pak, inshallah, on the day of judgment as well. And the more we recite Durood-e Pak, the more, inshallah, we'll have its blessings and the more we will gain closeness to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let us take a moment. Let's leave everything to one side. Those who are watching this on Madani channel as well, whatever you are doing, just take a moment. Just take a pause. Just leave everything and let's recite Durood-e Pak with love and devotion. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear brothers, our beloved master Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, afdalul amal an-niyyatu sadiqah. A truthful intention is the best action. Therefore, whenever we have an opportunity to perform a permissible act, we should pause and reflect upon the purpose. In other words, ask yourself, why are you doing this? Ask the why question. Inshallah, if you're able to question yourself on a regular basis, inshallah, this will help you to become more productive in life. Because when you ask this question to yourself, why am I doing this? Then if you are sincere with yourself, then you'll say, you know, you'll give good reasons. And if you find there's not a solid reason to do something, then there's a chance you will prevent from those activities. If you're at home watching this program, wherever you are in the world, you're watching this weekly Ijtima of Dawat Islami, please stay tuned. Watch this Ijtima till the end. Be part of it, inshallah. This Ijtima, this gathering, this speech, inshallah, will become a means of gaining more closeness in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is a moment for us to get together and remember our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, in this weekly Ijtima, we will have an opportunity to remember one of the beautiful attributes of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, today we will have this chance to listen to about the beautiful the kindness of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in particular the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, we'll be discussing this very important topic, inshallah. I will try to take some important lessons so that we can apply in our daily life as well. Whilst we are here, can I request everyone here and all those who are watching on Madani channel as well, please listen to the speech till the end and listen to it attentively with full focus. Inshallah, if you pay attention, if you show adab, respect to seeking knowledge, inshallah, you will gain many blessings. Now, dear brothers, before I continue, I want to share a beautiful story. And it is possible, most of us here, and those who are watching this, it is possible that we probably have not heard this incident before. So listen to it, inshallah, with love, with focus, inshallah. Hazrat Abdullah Hawzani, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, narrates, Alhamdulillah, I had the honor of meeting the Muazzin of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Sayyiduna Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. Look at this great personality. Look at the honor he has had in his life, that he was able to be in the company. He had chance to give his attendance in the court of the Muazzin of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Sayyiduna Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And he says that when I was in his court, I asked Sayyiduna Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, please tell me about how our beloved master Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would go about his expenditures. How would he meet his expenditures? What would he do? Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to me, whatever wealth the beloved Aqa Madani Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had, it was my responsibility to spend it. Subhanallah. Look at the high status of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that whatever wealth, whatever sadaqah, whatever possession that was there, and it was the duty and responsibility of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu to spend this. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would instruct Sayyidina Bilal. He was the finance minister in modern days, if you want to call it. He had the authority to make the payments to spend the money the way Aqa alayhi wasalam instructs him. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that when any needy person, a needy Muslim, came in the court of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam would direct me to take a loan from someone and buy a shawl, cloth, and clothe that person, and also provide food. So in the case that when a person came, a needy individual came in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and at that moment, there was nothing there. There was no money. There was no other belongings, something to give it to this needy person. Beloved Master Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would instruct Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, go and if you have to take some loan, or get something for this needy person. Don't let him go empty. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Make sure you buy something for him, clothe him, and provide him some food as well. So this was like a routine. It was a regular thing that used to happen. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu would go and take loan from some people. One day, a person who's not a Muslim, he came and he said to Sayyidina Bilal, "Oh Bilal, from now on, don't take loan from anyone else. Don't take loan from anyone else. Come to me. Whenever you need a loan, just come to me from now on. Don't go to anyone else. When any destitute Muslim comes, if someone needs money, you don't need to go to anyone else. Don't ask anyone else. Just keep it. Come to me." So this is like, if you look at it, it's a word of support. He gave courage. He said, look, if you need help, you don't need to go to anyone. Just come to me. Every time, keep coming to me. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, from that day, he acted upon this. So whenever there was a need to take some loan from anyone, Sayyidina Bilal, Bilal al-Habashi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the muazzin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that I would always go to him from after that incident. Whenever there was a need, I would go there. And whilst these things were happening, the loan, the debt, just kept piling on. One day, as I made wudu, the ablution, and stood to call the adhan, I saw that same individual who was not a Muslim, along with some other businessmen of that time. He came, surrounded me, came towards me, and he started shouting at me. He was being rude and arrogant. And he said, in front of everyone, said, there are only 4 days left until the due date of the loan. You better make arrangements. In front of everyone, he was screaming and shouting at Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he forced him and he threatened him, and he said that there's 4 days left. You have to make the repayment of this loan. If you don't, then I will take you, I'll make you my slave, and I will make you go and graze the goats. I will make you the slave. And hearing this, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, I became extremely worried. Later on, after the Isha Salah, I presented myself in the court of the blessed court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may my parents be sacrificed upon you. That non-believer from whom I would take loan had said such and such things to me. Please allow me to go to those Muslims, those individuals who have embraced Islam. Ya Rasulullah, please give me permission so I can further go and extend this effort and meet these people who are Muslims, who have accepted Islam. After saying this, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I left from there. When I intended to leave, so he left there at night time, and in the morning, when he was about to set off, leave his house, he says, when I intended to leave in the morning, someone came running to me and said, oh Bilal, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has called you. And when I reached there, I saw that there were 4 camels loaded with goods. I asked permission in the court of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya Rasulullah, may I enter? Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam said to him, Mubarak, congratulations. Allah Almighty has arranged for the repayment of your debt. Allahu Akbar. Allah Almighty, the Rabb, the Creator, has arranged for the repayment of your debt. He then asked, Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam asked him, did you see those 4 camels? And Sayyidina Bilal said, yes. Then Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam said to him, take these camels and the goods loaded on them and repay your debt with them. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that I acted upon the instruction, the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then later on I went to the masjid and came in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I said salam. After giving salam, Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam asked, so what benefit did you take from that wealth? You had 4 camels loaded with goods. What did you do with them? How did your day go? Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Allah Almighty has repaid all the debt that was on his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, is there anything remaining? Is there anything remaining from the wealth, from the goods that were loaded on the camels? Is there anything else left? Sayyidina Bilal said, yes. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, take this away as well. Disassociate me from that as well. I don't want anything here. This is important now. So first, the debt has been paid off. Then there is still some goods. There is still some wealth available, still there. Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam said to Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, said that, please, Oh Bilal, please take this away as well. Give this away as well. I don't want this. I don't want to see this. I will not go home until all this has gone. I will not go home until all this wealth has gone. This was the night after Isha Salah. Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam called Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu and inquired about his remaining wealth. And Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "It is still with me. I've still got some with me. Because no one has come to ask for it. I've not been able to find anyone. Therefore, I've still got this wealth. I've still got some power left." The beloved master, the mercy for the universe, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, spent the whole night in the masjid. Didn't go home. Spent the whole night in the house of Allah ta'ala. The next day, after Isha Salah, Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam called Sayyidina Bilal again. And Sayyidina Bilal said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah Almighty has disassociated you from the wealth. In other words, all that wealth that I had is given in the way of Allah now. I've got nothing left." Hearing this, Abu Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam became so happy. And he chanted, he proclaimed, "Takbir, Allahu Akbar." And he thanked Allah Ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. My dear brothers, did you hear the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? The Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, who doesn't just shower his mercy towards people, but those who don't ask as well. Those who come, those who ask, Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam gives them so much. Gives them people so much that they don't need again. And Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam also gives those people who don't even ask. Allahu Akbar. My dear brothers, Allahu Akbar. One thing that we learnt in this incident was that Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam wanted to keep away from the wealth. Wanted the wealth to stay away. Or whatever came, he wanted that to be given somewhere. He didn't want this extra wealth closer to him. My dear brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, let's try to just reflect upon this. Let's understand this. How is our connection with the wealth? Until that money doesn't come to us, we don't settle. We don't feel at peace. There's no doubt there's needs. And we have to meet those needs. That's a separate thing. But generally, you know, if you look at this, our culture or our attachment with wealth is such that the night that I'm supposed to, you know, receive payment or my wages, you know, we check few times, has it come through? And as soon as it comes through, say, "Yes, I've got it." We feel something. Yeah. There's something about it. Then we wait for the next week. Oh no, how are we going to wait for another week? Then when the next week comes, if you receive something, that makes you happy. It makes you feel excited. Yeah, if you've got something. And then we want to pile up, accumulate wealth. And we spend how we spend. That's a different matter. But generally, if you look at our way of life, it seems that we are so attached with wealth. This is something we need to realize. From this incident, from this Hadith Paak, it is very clear that Abu Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, the best of the whole universe, the greatest Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam, has given us a very important lesson, a standard for our life. That don't run after the wealth. Don't run after the wealth. Even if you look at the initial stage, that when we're discussing this narration, there was no wealth. There was no wealth. The situation was such that Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu had to take loan from people. Had to take loan. That was the condition. And the reality is, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has the treasures of the both worlds. Has the keys to the treasures of both worlds. He is the owner of the treasures of both worlds. Yeah. But our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, from his own choice, he chose to stay away and keep a distance from the wealth. May Allah ta'ala allow us to understand the importance of not following our desires. or the importance of staying away from our wishes and running after the wealth. Because this is something we need to realize. The more a person is attached with money, the more he's attached with the dunya, this greed just increases. A person does not become satisfied. He won't satiate. He won't fill up. He will want more. There are two things. There are two types of people who don't satiate, who don't feel their hunger, who remain thirsty. Who are these two types of people? The one who runs for the dunya. The one who runs for the wealth. The more wealth a person has, the more belonging that person has, the more he wants. And we see that as well. We see that in our society. That if you just look at your earnings, and you just look around and just analyze the people around you, you'll find people, maybe a small number of people, there are people out there in sports field and other acting field, they might be earning £100,000 a week. There are people who are earning £300,000 a week. There are people who are earning around £500,000 a week. But if you were to study their life, if you were to read about them, you'll find these people, although they're earning crazy money, these people are in huge debt as well. They are struggling to meet their expenses because they've raised the bar too high. And although they're earning so much, but there's no blessings in that. And we see that in the society. Sometimes these examples do come on the news as well. They come up when they're expected to donate to charity on a high number. When they're not donating, then sometimes you see these messages, you see some articles where these same people mention that you don't know what pressure we're going through. You know, it's easy to say that so-and-so person is not giving charity. One, we don't need to tell everyone. But second, they'll say that you don't know what we're going through. So this is a reality. We see this around us. We don't need to go far. Yeah, whatever you have, you just want more, you want more. And then this becomes your objective of life. You become so glued to this mindset that I want more money, I want more wealth, more wealth, more wealth. What are you going to do with this? Where are you going to take it? My dear brothers, our beloved Aqa Madani Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has given us a very important lesson of staying away from wealth. May Allah ta'ala allow us to understand the importance of kindness, showing kindness and generosity. Mentioning the matchless generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is the most generous of all people. And his generosity would peak during Ramadan, in particular when Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salam would meet him. Abu Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam would shower his generosity throughout the year, day and night. But in particular, in the beautiful month of Ramadan. And then in the month of Ramadan, at that particular moment, when the angel Jibreel alayhi salam would come in his court. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam would come every night in Ramadan. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will recite the Quran with him. Now we see that in our culture as well. We have door. The Hufaz, they recite the Quran to each other. They practice their Quran recitation. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam would come in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and our beloved master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do the door, would complete the Quran with Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in that particular moment, when Angel Jibreel alayhi salam is present, is hazir in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, would show the generosity to such a level that Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was more generous than the fast blowing wind. Now, if you are like a wind, thunder, heavy wind blowing, the way the wind passes by, Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam would show greater generosity. SubhanAllah. My dear brothers, being generous, being kind. This is one of the quality of a Muslim. This is something that we need to realize. This is an attribute we should try to attain. This is something which beautifies our personality. If we are struggling, just ask yourself. Let's just do a quick tester. When a time comes to give something, how do you respond? How do you react? Easy example would be on the day of Jummah. Friday, the brothers, elders who go and perform Jummah in the masjid, in the locality, ask yourself, on the day of Jummah, when there's a sadaqah box or when someone goes around in the rows with a bucket, how are you when it comes to giving? What do you give and how much do you give? If you had some money in your pocket, just don't think the future. I want you to go back in your past, last few weeks. Ask yourself, how were you when it came to giving? The money that you had, did you find the smallest amount? For example, if you had note, 20 pound note, 10 pound note, 5 pound note, which one did you give? And besides having this cash, you had some change. Did you give these notes or did you give change? Or was it the other way? You gave the higher amount. Whichever bigger note that you had, you gave that in the way of Allah. What was it? These days, the donation has become a lot easier. You could donate by card as well these days. So did you donate by card? And how much did you donate? Was it £2? Was it £3? Was it £5? Was it 15? Was it 20? What was the amount? Depending on your own ability, how much you can give. Yeah, were you giving to that level? For example, someone might give £1. But at that moment, he probably had £5. He probably had £5 in his possession and he's given £1 in the way of Allah. On the other side, someone might give £20, but he had £20,000 with him. It's not just the value of the amount, it's a ratio. How much are you giving in percentage in the way of Allah Ta'ala? My dear brothers, as a Muslim, we need to realize the importance of giving in the way of Allah. Develop this habit. Inshallah, in this short time that I have now, I'm going to share with you some tips. Some important points that will inshallah help us to improve our generosity. And let me share with you, let me start off with the verse number 274 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Our Rabb Allah Azza wa Jal says in the glorious Quran, and I'm going to read the translation to you, those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah in the night and in the day, secretly and openly, their reward is with their Rabb. They have no fear nor any grief. If you didn't listen to this properly, if you were not focusing, I want you to listen to this again. Those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah, in the night and in the day, secretly or openly, their reward is with their Rabb. They have no fear nor any grief. Allah Almighty has mentioned about those who give in the way of Allah. Allah Almighty has stated about the attribute of those who are generous. And in another place, Allah Azza wa Jal says in the glorious Quran, in the verse 261, the translation from Kanzul Iman, the example of those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah, in the path of Allah, is similar to a grain which has sprouted 7 ears of wheat, and each ear contains 100 grains, and Allah may increase even more than this for whomsoever He wills. And Allah is all-encompassing, all-knowing. My dear brothers, when you give in the way of Allah, you don't just give. That money, although physically it departs from you, it gets distanced from you, but in return you get so much more. Depending on your sincerity, depending on your passion, or how kind you are, you will get rewarded according to your intentions. My dear brothers, develop this habit. Sometimes people think, okay, I want to give something. I've got some money. I want to give. The question is, where should I give? Where is the best place to give? And regarding this, ulama have guided us and given us a very beautiful principle. They have said that when you want to give something, give to that place where there is more need. Where there is more need. The place that has more need, give it for that thing. For example, in that culture or in that area, if there's a need of water, there's shortage of water, people are struggling to find clean water. So if you want to give something in that area, why don't you dig a well for them? Why don't you give water to them? Clean water, supply of clean water. But those places where they have plenty of water, for them, they are struggling with the basic necessities inside the house. Buy them things for them. Buy those furniture for them, what they need. If they are struggling with food, buy them food. Similarly, where there's a need of education, Islamic education, a madrasa, a Jamiatul Madina, an Islamic institute, a masjid that is being built, and there's a need. They are struggling to pay their debts, or they're struggling for the construction. They're struggling to meet their expenses. And if you can play a sport, if you have something, give it to them so that they can run smoothly. They can continue the works and services for deen smoothly, inshallah. So this is something for us to keep in mind, that when we want to give sadaqah, this is what we should be looking for. Which place needs more? And look around yourself, you'll find those places, Islamic institutes who are struggling, they need a lot of support. And they don't just need support, they need regular support. Support them regularly. Now give how much you can. These days you can set up direct debits, standing orders, or if you come on Jummah, every week, set a figure for yourself. And do your best. Do your best to meet that figure every week. If any week that you drop, make hope for it for the following week, inshallah. You know, the more you give in the way of Allah, you know, whatever it is, those who are struggling, a tip for you, those who genuinely are struggling to give, start small. Start something small. Even if it's 10 pence, 50 pence, 1 pound, even if it's a small amount, but at least give it. Give something. Don't let that bucket go past you. Give something every time where you should be giving. Give something. Yeah, even if it's a small amount. And those who are struggling, who actually have a genuine issue, who are struggling to give in the way of Allah, then the ulama have said that they should develop a regular habit of giving. Alhamdulillah, there's one opportunity that we have in our own houses. Those who have the sadaqah box of Dawat Islami. If you have a sadaqah box of Dawat Islami, the charity box, when you have in your house, every day, put something inside. Whatever it is, if it's a small amount, high amount, whatever it is, develop a habit every day. Fix a time for yourself. If it's first thing in the morning, put something inside. Or if it's last thing before you go to bed, put something inside. And put this charity box in a place where you will daily, see it. You won't go past it, you won't ignore it. It'll be there for you. Put something every day. Inshallah, give it a try for a month. Inshallah, after a month, you'll see a big change in yourself. Your heart will open. Remember, it's not about the amount. Sometimes a person might have only small amount in his possession. But it's the wealth. It's the wealth of the heart. That's what we are looking for. That's what we need. We all should be working towards. Today, alhamdulillah, we've gathered here in the weekly Sunnah Inspired Ijtimaa of Dawat Islami. One lesson that we can take is, let us increase generosity in our life. Let's bring generosity in our personality. Inshallah, through this beautiful attribute, the beautiful Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, not only we'll have kind heart, not only we'll have blessings of this in the dunya, not only our problems will get removed, our obstacles that we are facing, we are facing all type of problems. We are going through so many type of pressures, mental issues, all sort of things we are going through in life. Family problems, family breakups, all sort of things. Yeah. If you want sukoon, if you want peace in your heart, if you want to, if you want to enjoy yourself, if you want strength, if you want to be strong, you're looking for a sport, give sadaqah. Give in the way of Allah Ta'ala. Inshallah, you'll have many blessings for giving in the way of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala allow us to truly understand the importance of giving Allah Ta'ala. Remember this, giving is not everyone's thing. When you give, when a person gives, that's an honor for a person. Not everyone has this heart. But there are people out there, they are millionaires, billionaires. They don't spend as much in the way of Allah compared to those who have only hundreds in their accounts. It's about the heart. It's an honor. It's a blessing from Allah Ta'ala. So let's try to remember this beautiful lesson of being generous and kind. And one of the beautiful things before I close, inshallah, one of the beautiful sadaqah that we should be doing, and we should be proud of doing the sadaqah. Many of us do this, but we don't actually know that this is one of the superior form of sadaqah. Afdal sadaqah. Superior form of sadaqah. And that is to spend on your family. Spending on your family, meeting the expenses of your family, whatever it is, you know, spending on your family to make them happy, to make them live in a nice environment, whatever you do for your family, you're buying your groceries, whatever it is, milk, bread, spending for your family is one of the superior form of sadaqah. So at least do one thing. Those who are watching this on Madani channel as well, when the time comes to give in the way of Allah, when the time comes to give, to buy something for your family, don't be stingy. Don't be stingy, don't hold back. Give, buy things for your family. Inshallah, they'll get food, whatever they need, they'll have that as well. At the same time, inshallah, you'll get ample rewards as well, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala allow us to truly understand the importance and greatness of generosity. Ameen, bijahi nabil, ameen. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم.
May you keep ascending success. Say, O Mubarak, for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success. Say.